Questions calling for careful answers. The questions about Ellen White's work that came in from Battle Creek called for earnest attention, not only by her but by her staff. Some of the questions were serious, others were of a quibbling nature dealing with supposed inconsistencies in the testimonies. Many of the questions had their foundation in faulty concepts of inspiration. The prophet was thought of as a mechanical agent, speaking or writing each word dictated by the Holy Spirit. This verbal inspiration concept at times led to the expectation of more from Ellen White than was justified, more than was demanded of the prophets and apostles of old. Her defense of the testimonies and of herself actually dated back to January. "I have been very busy of late," she wrote on January 19. "The Lord has sustained me in preparing matter to meet the unbelief and infidelity expressed regarding the testimonies He has given me to bear to His people. He has given me words to write." Ellen White ignored some of the questions, many she answered, writing kind, tolerant letters that dealt in a straightforward way with the problems presented. At times the Elmshaven staff prepared answers. Sometimes the answer was readily available, sometimes the question itself was more a statement than a question, 30 WCW, p. 333. A letter from one prominent physician contained the most complete list of questions yet brought forward by the Battle Creek medical workers. A few illustrated the kind of trivia that the questions sometimes dealt with. Among the points presented in one of these letters were: 1. Is everything from Ellen White's pen a testimony, or are some just letters? 2. Is one to assume that the conditions described in the testimonies actually exist, or are they just designed to forestall such conditions? 3. What about the statement, "I am not a prophet"? 4. Does W.C. White influence the testimonies? 5. Do you approve of sending personal testimonies, which the Lord has given to certain men, to other people also? 6. Are the testimonies a test of fellowship? 7. What about the recall of the Volume 7 Galley Proofs for revision? 8. Is it right for any Seventh-day Adventist to work in the Battle Creek Sanitarium?